My name is Gemma Massingiri. I've worked with Refugee Action for 7 years now, and I work in the Manchester office. In Manchester, every Wednesday, we have a drop-in day. And a drop-in day is where people can turn up to the office with no appointment and get really crucial advice and support from the caseworkers who work here. One of the clients who does come to the drop-in quite regularly is a man in his 20s from Iran. He's actually been in the UK for a number of years now. He also comes to our office to use the shower. And the reason that he does this is because as he's destitute, he has to sleep in night shelters. So to paint a little picture, the night shelter is something that's usually held in church halls and is usually a huge room where destitute asylum seekers have somewhere with a roof over their head for a night. It's not glamorous. There are usually mattresses on the floor. There's no privacy and there's nowhere to call your own. He doesn't have anywhere to wash, and the people who stay there often speak different languages. In a night shelter, because they're using community halls or church halls to host it, and it's a different place every night, you usually arrive by a set time at night and you have to leave by a set time in the morning. So he comes to use the shower with us because there aren't shower facilities at the night shelter. He says that he does it because he doesn't want to feel dirty. He wants to do the things that we all take for granted, to feel clean, have clean clothes, wash his hair, and to smell nice. And without the shower facilities in our Manchester office, he wouldn't be able to do that. We don't know what he does when he's not in our Manchester office. We don't know where he goes, and we don't know who he sees. But what we do know is that he will have to wait at least another month before he finds out if he can get any support from the government. And until then, he has to find somewhere to sleep every single night. He's often withdrawn. He can sometimes shout and become frustrated. And he feels like there's nowhere else to turn, which I think is completely understandable. He recently managed to get a dentist appointment because he's had some real problems with his teeth. He's in a lot of pain. And on Wednesday, we gave him the money to actually get to the dentist appointment. It was a bus ride away, and he couldn't afford to get there. He came back to the office after the appointment, and Mary, one of the managers here, spoke to him. She could see from his face that he was in incredible pain. The dentist had removed 2 teeth, and he literally couldn't speak. He had been given a prescription for painkillers, but because he didn't have an exemption form, he couldn't afford the £7 to get the painkillers that he needed. Thankfully, he trusts us and he told us, so we gave him the money. It's awful being in pain. We know that when we're in pain, we just want to go home, curl up under a duvet and go to sleep. But for him, that wasn't an option. The only option he had was to come to a very busy office in the middle of Manchester city centre and sit in the waiting room, waiting for the time to go back to a night shelter. So this really, really brought it home to me, just what people are going through every single day. For people like him, who are destitute, we see people like that coming into our offices. We know exactly what it means for someone to be destitute. But actually hearing the effect of destitution on somebody who was in so much pain and had nowhere else to go, that really brought it home for me. And it really made me determined to continue to do our work, because without us there, where else would he go?